9:30 on a Thursday morning, as usual, an opportunity for me to welcome in Brad Dungis and the cast and crew sometimes from Dungis Family of Autos. But good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Brad.
Nice. Great rain this morning.
It was nice, yeah. I haven't checked the totals recently. Last I knew, it was somewhere around half an inch overnight. We could get a little bit more. We'll see how it all works out.
Excellent. Great springtime underway here in Bartlesville. Lots of stuff going around around our community.
Yes.
Things happening all over the place. Truck month's finally ended.
Oh, okay.
Extended month we call truck month from about mid-February to the end of March. And so we wrap that up over the weekend. And we're on to April, which is our big anniversary month.
It is a big time.
Yeah, this is when we my grandfather first purchased the Ford agency here in Bartlesville in April 1941, so 78 years ago, I think, if we do it right, something like that.
That was the number I was going to jump out there with. Yeah, but
this is a big year, though, too, because it's actually 90 years since the first Dungis Ford dealership back in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. And, you know, that's a long time ago. 90 years of selling Fords in Oklahoma is something we're really proud of for nine decades. And actually, it's another milestone this year because we're 50 years as a Toyota dealer here in Oklahoma. So that's really also the oldest Toyota dealership in the state and one of the legacies that we have here in Bartlesville.
Well, just looking at back at those Toyota memories when the officials from Toyota were here to help you break ground and then later to help you celebrate your new Toyota building at the time.
Yeah.
It's a great partnership.
No, it is. Toyota's been a great partner of ours. Both of all our manufacturers through the years, we've had others too, have been, you know, part of our success. And, you know, they work hand in hand with us to have great product for our customers so that we can, have transportation. You know, back 90 years ago, you think about it, there weren't even really roads around here in Oklahoma. And, you know, there's a lot of pictures of what went on in the dealership business back then in 1929, before, you know, really as, you know, through the Depression, they were operating the agency. You know, lots of stories and things, that I don't want to get into.
The letter to your grandfather from Henry Ford and all kinds of things that are part of the history of the dealership.
That's right. And, you know, that is something that we're really proud of. And it's part of the legacy of being an auto dealer is that connection, too, to the whole, you know, freedom of movement that became the American way with the automobile created. And it's still evolving. It's such a great thing. You know, you see so much about, you know, autonomous vehicles and all electric vehicles and, you know, to the technology that's driving it today. But, you know, really what it's all about it, right, is transportation, is people having the freedom to go where they want.
I want to go where I want. Exactly. I don't want to wait and be tied down to, I don't care, a train schedule. If we compare ourselves to Europe, where I would compliment what they've got. It's got a great transportation system.
It's very efficient.
And depending on where you live, if Bartlesville was sitting in Germany or England or wherever, you know, there'd be a train leaving town every 20 minutes to Tulsa, another train leaving every, you know, maybe once an hour to go to Wichita or wherever. So we would be well connected. But the point is freedom of movement, the way transportation developed here, I hop in my car and I go where I want, when I want to go.
And that's continuing to evolve dramatically. And we're really excited about that, being part of that. With our great partners at Toyota and Ford is going to be very exciting over the next couple of years. There were some really neat announcements this week too on that technology front. You may have heard about Ford teased a vehicle they're calling Mach 1 is the code name for it.
I remember the Mustang Mach 1.
Well, this is a Mustang-based vehicle that's actually going to be an SUV. It's going to be kind of a crossover vehicle. All electric vehicle. It's supposed to have over a 300-mile range. That's codenamed Mach 1. That's going to be the first long-range all-electric vehicle that Ford Motor Company comes out with. That'll be probably in 2020. So we're not that far away from that product, which is really exciting.
Next model year.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. There's starting to be more news about the Bronco coming out too, which people have been again with us about for a couple of years as this has been trickling out. But the Bronco, they've starting to show it they showed it to a group of the biggest Ford dealers in Florida earlier, last month now. But the plan is starting to come together, and what they has been published on that is that there's going to be what they're calling a baby Bronco, which is going to be a small off-road vehicle. and then two-door and a four-door version of the larger Bronco. These are all going to have removable hardtop doors that come off and can be stored in the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So really flexible, neat off-road vehicles. There's also supposed to be a unibody pickup truck coming in the Bronco family of vehicles out there eventually. That's probably further out. Those are also, most of them start coming in 2022, the baby Bronco, and the is expected in mid to middle to late 2020. And then the full-size Bronco, the two-door and four-door versions of it, I'm not sure exactly when, but those different ones would be up later in 2020 and the pickup in 2021 or something. So okay. Really neat, exciting stuff, always coming. And Toyota's got a similar product lineup just coming at us. So it's always exciting in our business.
It's a great time to be in the car business. It's a great time to be shopping for a car, too.
Yeah, it is. There's great discounts. I do have some news. We've got, you know, even with the end of truck month, we've been doing model yearing transitioning. I think it happens all throughout the year now, but we still have a few 18s left.
Okay.
And they're all kinds of vehicles. There's pickup trucks, cars, SUVs, big and small, Lincolns, Toyotas, Fords, F-150, Edge, Super Duty, Navigator, Explorer, MKZ, Camry. I think the only Toyotas left are Camrys, if I'm not mistaken, on the 18. So there's quite a few, probably about 17 of the vehicles, and we have big discounts on those vehicles right now online. The manufacturers are going to end their incentives. Several of those vehicles are what we are courtesy transportation vehicles mm-hmm. that we loan out to customers. These are dealer-owned. They're new vehicles. They've never been registered, so they have a new MSO. So they're brand-new vehicles, but they've been driven just a few thousand miles, we have huge discounts on those also. So there's probably about 10 of those that are included in the 17 or 18 vehicles. So great selection, great discounts. Come ask your salesperson about that.
Okay, well, it is definitely a great time to buy a vehicle, whether you're looking at the Ford line, the Toyota line, or, of course, the only luxury car available in Bartlesville, the Lincoln. So it's a great
deal. That's right. And I think I mentioned it last week, but we've got our new Aviator allocated and on the way. We've got Nautilus in stock and several more of those coming down the way. And it's a great time right now to buy a Lincoln, too. The Lincoln Spring Sales event is on, and there are some pretty good incentives on Lincoln also. Mm-hmm. So you could give Michelle a call on that at the dealership or give her a look for more information online. Of course, all our vehicles are up and posted online with internet prices. We manage those daily so that you get a market-based price that's really a fair representation of what vehicles are being purchased for around here every day. We study what other dealers price their vehicles for. We do the same thing on our trade valuations and have a lot of sophisticated tools that help us dial that in. So we make sure we're getting you top dollar for your trade and getting you the best deal you can have on the new vehicle or used vehicle you purchase from us. And then we do stand behind that with the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty that we put on every new vehicle that we sell at no additional cost to you. So that's a done just
That's
difference.
A great value. It really is.
It really is. Yeah. And that's one we don't... you know, maybe mention all that much, or sometimes because it's you don't pay for it, it might be an afterthought. But when you for 7 years, 100,000 miles, extending the manufacturer like warranty, it's only going to cover the hardcore powertrain elements of the vehicle. So it's not just like the manufacturer extensive warranty, but it's going to cover those most expensive things that might break on a vehicle over time.
Ask more about that when you're at the dealership, and ask about the Q-certified program on the used cars or your Lincoln, Ford, or Toyota certified vehicles.
Yeah, we always have a good stock of certified vehicles of all types, including the manufacturer certified vehicles. Toyotas, Fords, Lincolns, you mentioned. Right now we've got a Toyota CHR, a 2018 model, and as well as a Lincoln Navigator, a 2018 model, or it's a 17 Navigator. There's also a 2016 Toyota Tacoma. These are all manufacturer certified, which means they have a strong vehicle history. They've passed a rigorous test. They've been maintained well. They've never been in an accident of any serious nature. Most of them are one-owner vehicles, and then they come with basically an extension of the manufacturer warranty on Toyota for a year, and then it starts. There, some of the elements drop off.
They vary from manufacturer to manufacturer, so. but it is backed by the manufacturer. It's not something that is. Again, it goes well beyond the Q certified that you would.
It does, yeah. But both the Q that we do on both the new vehicles for the 7100 and our used vehicles and our national warranties with the manufacturers are all nationwide warranties. So these are more than just warranties at Dungeness. They're good in the case of our Q certified at any ASE certified shop and any dealer of any brand. So they're good around the country wherever you move or may service your vehicle.
Okay, well, that's an important value that comes to the buyer at no additional cost around. You're also, I think, showing just the continued commitment that you have to the community through our local nonprofit community. Again, whether it's your involvement at the Price Tower or Boys and Girls Club or many of the other organizations that are just part of our great community.
Well, and we had some guests last week from the Heart of the Child. Mm-hmm. Coming up, and that's the Y this weekend, I think, coming up Sunday this afternoon. And I had some friends come in this week from the Y itself.
Uh-huh.
My good friend Victoria from the pool, who I see some mornings when I'm down there splashing away. And then Kenneth Wilson, who's the senior programs director there. So welcome. I'm going to say hello to everyone today.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Excellent. So how is it going at the Y? You guys always have a lot going on, but I think it's a particularly busy time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, the spring. We have a lot of programs kind of starting up. It's right here short of summer, and we're going to have a lot of things going on during the summer. I think right now, Monday, we opened up our football and our cheer program registration. Those are big programs for us. We usually have a lot of participants.
You have
so many
youth sports connections going on now. Yeah. And the way the Y partners with the city on different youth sports programs has become a really big deal.
That's another thing that we have. Like with that partnership with the city, we started a partnership with BAAB, 14U Baseball. So we're still accepting registrations for that too right now. That'll be starting here in 3 weeks. So if anybody out there has kids
that want
to register for 14U baseball, we have that going too right now. So
excellent. Yeah. So what do they need to do if they're interested in those programs? How do they get registered?
All our programs, you can register online, or you could just come into the Y and register right there at the Y.
Yeah, there's always stuff going on down there.
They have questions, you can check out our website. We revamped our website a little bit, so I think it flows a little easier for anybody who's interested in checking out or getting information about our programs. And then you can always just give us a call. Uh-huh.
What is the website? What's the
rkymca.org?
Okay, so RK for Richard Kane, rkymca.org. And the phone number down there, since you mentioned giving your call, do you remember?
918-336-0713.
Excellent.
And we're always willing to help. Myself, you can try to talk to me or Victoria, and we also have our sports director, Charter.
So yeah.
We're all pretty knowledgeable about everything. So.
And part of the partnership with the city extends to the aquatic stuff and the pools and such. So tell us what's going on. You guys getting ready for summer yet at the pools?
Yes. Well, we are still wrapping up our safety around water, our second grader
program.
Yes, over 500 students will come through. We will be finishing up May 10th.
And that's really teaching every second grader around this part of the world to swim.
Yes, we're offering all of our second graders in our public school and our surrounding school, including some different schools this year, with Wesleyan, and then we did St. John's last year and now again this year. And Osage Hills was there from the beginning 5 years ago.
Excellent.
So that's been a really exciting program.
That's a
new
program.
In 3 years, then every graduate will then have taken the swim lessons because we've been participating in this program. So we'll be wrapping that up, getting into our summer programming, and along with that, Sooner and Frontier. And this is actually Sooner's 40th birthday.
Wow.
So this is an anniversary year for different things going on.
Well, that is great. Sooner's sooner is 40 years
40
old.
40 years
that's
old, a, yes.
That's pretty great. Yes. A great investment Bartlesville made there.
Yes, it's been a wonderful partnership with the city.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I use the pool a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I know there's always stuff going on down there and a lot in the pool. What else do you have going on? You mentioned a triathlon you had last weekend. And what else is coming up and what can people do in the aquatics that the Y has?
Yeah, so last weekend we had our Group X try, which we did body pump, RPM, and then water in motion. So it was back-to-back Group X try. And then this summer at Sooner Pool, we will have our try in July, the weekend after 4th of July, which that will be a 400-meter swim, 12-mile bike, and 3-mile run. And also, of course, summer swim lessons.
Right.
We will be having summer swim lessons, 2-week sessions in May, and then at the Y in June and July, we'll have the month long, so Tuesday, Thursdays, and we'll also have an AM option as well as a PM option. So 10 AM or 5:30 PM at the Y for June and July. But we have our June and July Sooner swim lessons, the 2-week sessions, throughout the summer in June and July at Sooner Pool.
So with that tri series, you're really getting them involved all over conditioning so they can step forward and do whatever else they'd like to take it all the way up to doing an Ironman if they want to go that far.
We have a lot of participants that have or will be doing an Ironman, yes.
Yeah. So I had the opportunity to cheer my son on for his 10th Ironman about 6 months ago. So
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are a lot of destination trips they go and do all over
yeah,
places
he,
that do
he's,
those
I think, making plans sometime next year to do one in Spain. So he wants to get into the Honolulu one, I think, later on this year and hopes to get involved in one, I think he said, in Spain sometime next year. But, yeah, he always does the Madison, Wisconsin run. He does the Boulder event nearly every year. We followed him down to Houston about 4 or 5 months ago. So, yeah, it's a destination event.
Yep. Yes, yes. And what? This is a sprint try. So it's the 400 meter, the 12-mile, the 3-mile run, mm-hmm. the 12-mile bike, the 3-mile run. So typically, even someone that's new to that, they will be able to finish. And if that takes them a little bit longer, that's all right.
That's great. So when do the summer pool things start up? That'll be around Memorial Day?
May 25th. We will open Sooner and Frontier.
So we're just really six or seven weeks away right now. It's right around the corner. Getting ready to open up the summer pool stuff. We've got lots of... other stuff going on, as you mentioned, at the Y with football and baseball.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't, some of this is for members. I mean, mm-hmm. There's exercise classes, you know, if you just want to go down and ride a bike yourself or in a class. There's a basketball court, so you can go and participate in teams or tournaments or a youth basketball program.
Something else, I mean, a lot of people think about the Y and just youth, but like this last year, going along with that partnership with the city, like we've been able to kind of tap into adult sports.
Yeah.
So we have this summer, we're going to have, you know, our co-ed softball baseball league, our church softball league, our men's softball league, and then we plan on doing a men's basketball league too. So
you guys kind of coordinate all that through the use of the fields. Is that that's really the role there, right? Is kind of bringing it all together. You don't have a stake in the game. You're not running the program. We have such great volunteer organizations that run each sport.
Yeah.
But you help make sure that everything's organized and that people
that's
have
exactly
access to the fields
yes.
and such. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh yes, we got the Y is doing a cornhole league too. So we're that's starting here in a week or so, and then we plan on doing another one this summer. So
what's involved in that?
Cornhole,
beanbag toss. But I mean, is it a contest? You're gonna have a bunch of, so you're recruiting teams or
yeah. So
now?
It's basically it's two player teams. You don't you don't need a lot. There's the cornhole boards and beanbags and I mean it's there's not a whole lot to it, but it's it's fun. A lot of adults like to play it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, great. That should be a lot of fun for everybody. And again, you can check it out all online at the rkymca.org.
Yes.
And great programs always going on. And, you know, being a member of the Y, I'm a member, as I mentioned, and family membership is really inexpensive. It's such a great value if you go down there at all and access the Y stuff. So how does membership work? What do they start at?
I think our family membership is probably the best deal. I don't know exactly what the pricing is on that.
Okay. That's $55, something like that.
Family, mm-hmm. Yes.
But that's usually the best deal, and that's what a lot of people come and do, because you get your whole family there. You have access to the child watch when you come and participate in the group fitness classes, or if you just want to go
there's
there
everything
work out
for and, like. Father daughter dances to
parents night out third Friday of the month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then of course we have youth, adult, individual, corporate memberships, and then scholarships. We scholarship membership. We scholarship different programs.
So if you can't afford it, just
no
ask for help and
turned away
be
for the inability
to
pay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Try to get everyone involved. We were talking about the group fitness schedule, and we also have some new class offerings on Monday and Wednesday, 10 a.m., Zumba, and Monday, Wednesday, 6 p.m., Spin, as well as an Insanity Contest, Insanity Challenge. That's P90X Insanity.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So,
Beachbody.
Uh-huh. We'll be having that posted shortly. Always check out the Facebook page. Facebook page, we have a lot of different stuff posted on there.
So either Facebook and the website. Mm-hmm. Is it easier on Facebook to get there every day kind of
well,
stuff?
Well, to register for the actual program, you have to register through the website or at the Y.
Okay.
Well, follow us on Facebook. I mean, that's where a lot of stuff is constantly getting posted. We're always putting up what's coming up, what's new. And it's like we keep that up for a lot more than we keep up our website. But our website's a good source of information and to go and register. But, I mean, follow us on Facebook. Like, that's where you'll see all the different things that we're doing.
Excellent. Well, you guys always have a lot of good stuff going on down there, and it's great to see you, and enjoy hearing about what is going on at the Y. Good stuff.
And I want to invite everyone to Sooner Pool, Sunfest weekend. We will be open.
Oh.
Usually we have a swim meet, but this week, this year, it's the week later, so we'll actually be open at Sooner Pool Sunfest weekend, 12 to 6 p.m., Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be able to access, especially if it's nice and hot then.
Or raining.
Well, it could be. It is Sunfest. but let's keep our fingers crossed.
We will.
Sometimes it works out really well.
Sometimes.
But it is Oklahoma, and the weather is the weather.
Oh, I cannot forget our Heart of a Child.
Yes,
is this Saturday or this Sunday?
Remind people about that. That's a great event.
Yes. So we host with the facility, but of course, Ray of Hope.
Ray of Hope.
Big event. Mm-hmm. And then also, we will have our Healthy Kids Day April 27th.
Okay.
So that'll be a separate challenge. It'll be free and open to the public.
Okay. And yeah, and the Heart of the Child essentially is free, it's free for everybody. You come on down to the Y. It's crafts. There's all kinds of arts and things to do, and for mostly for kids. It's a great great time, and it's not a fundraiser at all or anything. Don't fail to go to Ray of Hope's fundraiser next fall, but that's a lot of fun too. But this weekend it's all about the kids. What tell us about the Youth Day again? It's coming
the
up
Healthy
later.
Kids Day. Healthy Kids Day is a YMCA initiative, getting kids active, getting them involved, showing them the different options that we have, different
so introducing
programs.
Them to different sports and different programs.
And we'll have crafts, activities, healthy eating options, different snacks that they can play and make and eat and have fun.
Cool. When is that again?
April 27th.
Awesome. Excellent.
9 to 12.
9 to 12. Well, check that out, everybody, and I'm sure you can get more information on that on the Facebook and all the other stuff. I mean, I'm sure you've got
so
more, probably. No, that's one of the great things about the Y is you guys have a lot going on at any one time. There's a lot on your plate. There's people down there right now using the facility, and that's pretty much always going on.
It's a great deal.
Yeah.
So get your membership.
If you're not a member, then you need to check it out. Like you said, the family membership is a great buy, but again, if it's just a husband and wife or whatever the situation is, you've got something to fit everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brad, this is something that we want to invite people to, the Heart of the Child event this weekend as well.
That's right. And so come check that out. And all the good stuff going on at the Y, and you can get more information on that on their Facebook page. And while you're out there, go check out Dungis Ford and Dungis Toyota's Facebook page.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of good information we post up there. And we're always on Facebook Marketplace, putting a bunch of our used vehicles up there. So if you're on Facebook, be sure to check us out. You can, we're on there on the Marketplace chatting any one time. You can do it right through Messenger, so it's really easy to communicate with us. If you're on Facebook and looking at cars, just give us a shout there. Sometimes it takes a second for us to get engaged on that and get all the answers to your questions, so sure. Just be patient, and we'll be there in a second.
Another good chat option, of course, is just dungischoice.com. You've got somebody standing there.
They're there all the time.
24/7, 365.
You know, sometimes the we don't man it in the dealership 24/7,
right.
But we have people who do outside of the store. But we can jump in, and sometimes they may not have all the answers to your question, and it takes us a while to engage when, if we're busy or if it's after hours.
Assume that after hours is when a third party may pick it up for you.
Typically, a lot of our salesmen, if there's a sales question, will get involved in the conversation at any time. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to help you and answer your questions. And we have people coming on the website all the time needing help and wanting to schedule and find out when we open and stuff like that. So it is something that's real important.
It is. And, of course, it's you're able to schedule your oil change through the website.
Service appointments, details. Yeah. We've had a couple chats lately where people were asking if we detail automobiles. And I want to remind people we certainly do.
You detail automobiles?
Yes. And Enrique and the team.
You should get a whole detail shop and just open it up to the public.
Yeah, we probably should do that because we have so many cars that need to be cleaned all the time. If you drive by the lot, you'll see there are plenty. And seriously, Enrique and the team do a great job. We've got a full menu of different services we provide, from a simple wash and vac that's not expensive at all, up to a complete auto detail that's like a new car that ranges from about $150 up, depending on the size of the vehicle. But we can attack odors, stains, stuff like that. We've got stuff to protect the vehicle if you need to protect your paint or fabric, windshield, stuff like that.
Well, we've talked about this in the past, but it's been a while. Just as a really recommended item, just to say on once a year basis, just schedule a good detail for us. Kind of like getting into the doctor for the annual checkup or something.
It does make sense when you think about it, and it does make your vehicle operate better to keep it clean. It certainly is going to help with resale value on the vehicle. Mm-hmm. We'd all end up getting dirty out here in Oklahoma, and if you ever drive on a dirt road, you open up the doors of the door jamb, you're going to see dust has gotten in there. And the longer you allow that, it's actually getting into like the window cavities and into some of the operation of your power windows and to power doors and things like that can be affected by dust over time. We see that a lot of times as vehicles age, and it does help to keep them cleaned. That will help prevent that from becoming an issue.
Well, and you've got the special tools to get into some of those places that I don't care how good the vacuum at the local car wash is, or even if we're taking our own hand vac out there, you've got special tools to get that particular corner right there.
And just because they clean so many cars, they know where to go, where the nooks are, where the dust gets, and I can get in there and get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's an oil change with or without an appointment, you're there with the 995 oil change.
That's right.
And ready to check the tread on tires just as they come through as part of the check. But if you if it's like 5,000 miles, go ahead and get the tires rotated. Now.
Tires are a big part of our business, and I had a customer ask the other day. He had actually shopped the tires in both our stores and gotten a different price. Why was that? Well, Toyota has a tire program that's Toyota-specific and Ford a Ford-specific one, and they just had a different discount going on at Ford or Toyota. So, but we do have a meet-or-beat prior tire price guarantee, and we'll even meet or beat our own price. But we often have the lowest.
If you can get a better price on the Ford side or a better price on the Toyota side, then go get it.
Right? Well, we'll meet it on the other side.
Okay, either way. Check out the website, dungischoice.com, and, again, the low-price tire guarantee, low-price battery guarantee. Coming into season now that we're going to start cooking some batteries around here.
No doubt. It's pretty much all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of changes in batteries. I don't have much time to get into this now, but, you know, we have new battery testers. Batteries have changed a lot in their power, and we can really tell now what's going on with your battery and if it's about to fail, and that's part of our inspection when we do the 995 oil change.
Stop in for an oil change and say, how's my battery? News on the way next from CBS. Rain showers bring spring floods. Get flood insurance at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.